Hi everyone, it's April the 19th, 2024, and I have words of the Lord that I'm going to be reading, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for this day, for your guidance, your direction, your protection, Father. We pray supernatural guidance with all of your words, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters, the lost and the confused. I pray that this message goes out to every ear and heart that needs to hear it. I pray that we do not lean on our own understanding, but take everything right back to you for discernment and understanding, Father God. I give you glory, honor, and praise. I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers and sisters, their homes, their family, their jobs, their children, Father God, angels encamp all around them, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your guidance, Lord. Be our light right now in this dark world. In your precious name, I pray, amen. Okay. My child, speak these words to the church. These words I put into your mouth. The Laodiceo church, you are not hot nor cold. I wish that you would be hot or cold, but since you are not, I will spew you out of my mouth. I call for my church to be on fire, not lukewarm. Where are the hearts? Get out of her, my people. I call my church to my feet. Awaken, my people. You do not know what is upon you. Open those eyes and ears. Bring me your hearts. Time has run out. Now is not the time to be playing in the devil's playground. Remove those shackles. Let my people go. I say now. Do not be left in your sin. Come to me. Be set free. My sacrifice was not in vain. Training is in session. My own are currently getting ready for the harvest. Oh, so soon they will be going to and fro, collecting those brokenhearted, the lost who want to be found. Many will be going to and fro, not knowing what to do. Come to my feet, that your hearts will be prepared to handle all that will be upon you. My children, do not fret what your mortal eyes will see. We walk by faith and never by sight. I am your guiding light. I will direct those steps, those hearts. Pray for their hearts to be softened to receive my words. Pray for the seeds to land on good soil. Trust my ways, know my heart. Pray to endure all that your mortal eyes will see. Pray, pray, pray. Call on me always. I am a prayer away. I will not give you a job without the tools. Come to me properly. I will prepare those hearts. Pray for my will and ways. I will always prepare your heart. I call and call. Time to answer the call and put down this world. Know what I am speaking. Remove yourself from worldly ways of thinking and living. Pick up my ways, my world, to go out and reach the lost, the unbelievers. Many of mine are halfway in. Many are lukewarm, and they know it not. I am he who was, who is, and will be forevermore. I came in the flesh to set my children free. Be set free. Be not shackled to this world. I am for you and not against you. Know my ways. Pray for my will. Now, while there is still time, awaken my slumbered. Time is of the essence. Tell them, child, I came to set the captives free. Tell them I love them. For that reason, I will shake things up, and the storms of life are upon them. Prepare the hearts and the homes. Mine, who have prepared, time to pull out your supplies, to share with your lost family, friends, and neighbors. I tell you, they are ill prepared, not wanting to listen to their crazy family. All will finally see you were speaking truth. Awaken to my truth, my called generation. You do not know what a blessing and a privilege it is to be alive at this time. Awaken, my called. Step into your purpose, God-given purpose. Rejoice. Rejoice, my loves. You are a chosen generation and called for such a time as this. Step into your calling. You were created for such a time as this. As I say, many were called and few chosen. Awaken, my loves. Your loving Redeemer, Yeshua, the true Messiah, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, the Nazarene, King of the Jews. And then he said, Tell them, child, time is no more. The hourglass has emptied. Brace and prepare those hearts. I will sustain you. So it's time to keep on praying for your loved ones, for your neighbors, all those that you're closest to. Pray for their hearts to take in. Plant those seeds, because eventually they will start seeing things happen. And whether, no matter what it looks like right now, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what an hour holds. Just pray for everybody. Pray for everybody around you, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, your lost, because we are the harvesters, us that believe. Even you, whoever's out there that's lukewarm, you're going to be coming in. And there's unbelievers out there. Those are the ones that we need to help to teach and show them and tell them about Jesus and what he did for us. That's our job. And there's going to be a lot that we're going to still see. He's been talking to me for 4 years, and I know that I'm going to see. I don't know what everybody's going to see, because we're all, there's different things. We're in different states. We're in different countries. What I might see, you might not see. What I might go through, you might not go through. So it's so important that we pray for guidance and direction, for the Lord to direct our steps. Get in his word. He'll start speaking to you. He'll start showing you. I pray every day, even now, Lord, help me to have the heart for what's to come. Direct my steps. I pray to hear clearly from the Holy Spirit when I need to go somewhere or I need to do something, say something, who to speak to, what to say, what I need to do. I need to hear clearly. And that's my prayer. I don't want to fall short of what my purpose is. I want to walk in that purpose. I pray, Lord, let me be who you created me to be. Those are my prayers. And I pray, and that's not even everybody I pray for, but I pray and fast for my family, my loved ones, everybody around us. I walk up the dogs, and I pray for my neighbors. No matter what time of the day that I'm out there, and they take me out a lot during the middle of the night. I have no idea why, but they do. They'll wake me up and I'm not scared being out there. I'm just like in the front, but I'm out there praying for my neighbors. And maybe the Lord has me out there praying for them at that time. Probably, I'm pretty sure. But it's so important at this time. And it's a, like he said, it's a blessing and a privilege right now to be the chosen generation. It's a time, it's going to be some, we're going to see a lot, and we're going to have a heart for everybody around us. But it's our time to shine, literally shine for our family members around us and be the Lord's guiding light for those that are lost. So God bless you guys. I love you guys, and get in your Bibles and pray for everybody. You can literally be praying and driving, working, whatever you're doing throughout, cooking, whatever you're doing, you could just be speaking to the Lord in your head. So God bless you guys. I love you. Have a good night.